Thanks for tuning in to Pastor Phil's podcast from Delview Baptist Church in beautiful San Antonio, Texas. For more information on the church, please check out our website at delviewbaptistchurch.org.
The week had begun with a nice Passover meal, but then it ended with their leader killed, hung on a cross. He was dead. But not only this, they were now bewildered by reports that the body of Jesus was no longer in the tomb where he had been buried. Peter and John had seen it with their own eyes. The stone that had been blocking the tomb was rolled away, and there was no body to be found. John was talking about Jesus rising from the grave. Peter wasn't certain what to believe. They were all cowering in fear that the Jews who had executed Jesus would be looking for them. 10 disciples were there. Judas is long gone. And Thomas is nowhere to be seen, likely overcome by frustration and discouragement. Notice their progression takes them from fear to freak out. Imagine what it must have been like to be locked in a closed room, then suddenly to see Jesus appear in the room. I don't know about you, but I guarantee I would have been freaked out. Each of these men had turned tail and run when Jesus was arrested. Peter had denied him 3 times. But Jesus appeared, and his first words are not, "You cowards," but, "Peace be with you." Then he shows them his hands and his side, and these weary followers go from freak out to faith in a matter of moments. In a few days, Thomas rejoins the group, and they tell him, "We've seen the Lord." Of course, he doesn't believe them, and he gets an adjective attached to his name that we still use today. When people don't believe something, we call them a doubting Thomas. It was likely the following Sunday, and as they met behind closed doors, Jesus again enters the room, and again his first words are, "Peace be with you." Jesus offers Thomas the proof he needs, but Thomas has become a believer already. His only response is, "My Lord and my God." Thomas believed only after seeing Jesus. But Jesus tells us, "Blessed are those who believe without seeing me." That's where faith begins. We accept by faith with our hearts the truth that Jesus is the risen and living Savior. Do you have doubts?
This is Pastor Phil. Thanks for listening.